Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. The late night alternative, weeknights from 10. You can listen to Talk Radio on DAB, download the app, or go to talkradio.co.uk. I'm Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle is here. Sam is answering your calls. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You can give us a call about anything you want. We've talked about poetry and how it's all written by chancers. Liz Fraser has died. Jeff Goldblum was in London. And all kinds of nonsense. But you can call in about anything. I mean... inspired by listening to the brilliant George and Tara. Tara and George. I always get it the wrong way around, which is a great thing. We talked about that in the first hour of the show, and I just think maybe I can do things a little bit differently with some callers and recalibrate and hit the reset button on some callers that have called in the past that have... of issues, and maybe I'm going to try a slightly different way of handling some of those callers, including some people that I've said I don't want to talk to anymore. Okay, so this could be a disaster, or it might not be. So though regular listeners will know that we banned Alistair from calling in a while ago because he called me an effing C, and because he's an alcoholic, and he calls in, and sometimes he's fun, and sometimes he's an arse. Sometimes he's aggressive and sometimes he's charming, you know. And the effing C was the final thing. And he's been banned for what, a couple of months? Something like that? Something like that? Are you talking or not talking?
I'm waiting.
Okay, well, I just asked your question, so a little bit of...
A few months, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But he keeps calling in. So I've kind of thought, well, let's see where this goes. Let's show some compassion, is what I'm saying. So, Alistair.
Hello.
Hello, Alistair.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I'm still drinking. But what I want to say,
yeah,
is I apologise.
Okay.
To you and Catherine and the listeners about what I said.
Okay. Well, listen,
so
that's
sorry.
Fine. Okay, that's fine. I suspect it's going to happen again at some point, and calling us effing C's when we have shown incredible amounts of time with you is unacceptable. I also noticed that a few weeks ago you were tweeting someone quite unpleasant stuff about me, someone who'd been quite aggressive. I'm not going to mention his name, but someone who'd been quite nasty about me online, you were kind of tweeting him stuff as well about me. So that's fine. If that's what you want to do, I'm not going to tell you what to tweet. I'm not going to tell you what to say. I'm going to keep you blocked on Twitter. But I am going to let you call up from time to time. You call up, you know, and I'm going to let you on the air from time to time, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Okay, man.
All right, so what have you called in for?
Just because, you know, I've still got issues, as you've said, and I'm a bit lost at the moment.
Okay, well, what are you doing to address those issues?
Well, that's the thing.
You're not doing anything?
No, I'm not. Cause,
okay, well, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, nothing. I mean, I don't want you to do anything about
it. Okay, so why have you phoned up to tell me about it?
Well,
because I've told you my story. I told you what worked for me. I've made suggestions, and you have chosen not to act on any of that. And that's your prerogative. We'll never tell you what to do, but I've told you what works for me. You've chosen not to follow that way. So I don't know what else I can say. I'm not going to sit here and kind of, you know, dab your forehead with a wet flannel while you do the whole "woe is me, my life is ruined" kind of thing. Because that doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't help you, and that's not the role I choose in life.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. It's up to you to do something. It's up to you to do something.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very, you know, I am very weak and... I have done things in the past which have helped.
Okay. You were also very sexually aggressive to at least one of my female listeners on Twitter as well, and I just want to flag up that I'm aware of that. You know, when we are intoxicated, we are unable to control our actions, okay? I get that. But we're still responsible for those actions. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
can't control them, but they're still our responsibility.
Yeah,
can't control the fact that you smashed the vase when you were pissed, but it's your job to clear up that vase and possibly replace it.
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
So I, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, the reason I listen to your show. I've listened to your show every day, and I love what you and Kath do. But I understand that for me personally, I have issues, and I understand if you want to for me not to call you again.
No, hang on a minute. Well, you don't understand that, because we did bang you 2 months ago and yet you called in every other night. What I'm saying is you can call in, but I will not let you on every night. I will, if I feel that you're getting aggy with me or that you're being drunk or obnoxious, I'll cut you off. If there's any of the effing C again, you'll get cut off. I'm not going to sit here and listen to your tales of woe if you're not prepared to do anything about it. Because I think that if I just sit here and listen to you going, "Oh, woe is me, and my life is shit, and I can't stop drinking," well, I think in some ways I'm enabling you by doing that. I've told you how I got sober and clean, and you've chosen not to do that. That's fine, man. That's fine. I don't know what else I can tell you in terms of you getting sober.
I mean, the only thing... I mean, I understand what you're saying. But the only thing... I mean, you must understand it's hard, man.
No, I don't... No, it's not hard, is it? What, getting off gear and booze is hard? No, you're joking. Is it? Oh, I hadn't realised... I didn't realise, Alistair, when I was naked with blood pouring out of my nose and curtains nailed to a window, watching porn on a loop for 3 days in a row. I didn't realise it was hard to get clean and sober from that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I'm just very sorry.
Well, that's
everybody.
You can only apologise to me, and you can only apologise to Kath. As far as I'm concerned, that's history. And that's just... I can only speak for myself. That's done. I want to move on. But I don't want you to phone up and just constantly go, oh, my life is terrible. Oh, I'm drunk. Oh, I did this and I can't stop drinking. Because we've had that and that got us nowhere and I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. I understand what you're
why
saying.
Why don't you go to AA?
Here comes an
excuse.
Sorry?
Here comes an excuse.
No.
Okay, so why don't you go to AA?
Like I said, I like them soft drink, and I was in counselling.
No. The question was very specific. Why don't you go to AA?
Well, maybe I should.
Right, I've been saying that to you for a year, or 8 months, however long you've been calling up.
Yeah.
But why don't you? Why haven't you been so far?
Because I mean, the thing is, it's because I'm a failure. So you will say now, on this, that's what it is.
Right.
I am a failure in life.
Okay, I don't want to understand. I don't want to hear your bullshit. I feel sorry for me stories.
Exactly, that's what you would say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying
to me.
Because I've just told you that. I asked you a question.
So that's why I don't go to AA.
Calm down, Alistair.
Exactly.
Calm down, otherwise I will cut you off.
All right then. Yeah.
So that answer doesn't make sense. You don't go to AA because you're a failure. What do you think what do you think everybody that walks through the door for the first time feels about themselves? That they're a success? You don't go to your first AA or NA or SA or CA or GA or OA meeting feeling that you are a success in life.
No, what I'm saying is I don't go to AA because there's no way that I can better myself.
Okay. Okay, fine. If that's what you think, good luck.
Yeah. At the moment, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck then. Thanks for the call.
Cheers, bud.
Good night. Bye bye. 0344 499 1000. You're right. I know you have issues with Alistair, and you're reluctant for me to make that.
Well, I think you're better placed to be able to tell him what's what. I mean, the problem I have is I don't want him using this as an alternative to getting help, proper help.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to hear any more bullshit apologies. I know he's very, very sorry after the fact, but, you know, there's only so many times you can repeat the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
And I do care about him. I do want him to get better. And I do want him to sort himself out. And I don't think it helps bringing it to us rather than someone who can actually do something about it.
And I'm aware that, you know, he has been vile to at least one of our female listeners, and I'm not going to say who. She's tweeting about it, but I'm not going to say your name because it's not my prerogative. And I'm sorry if it makes you feel uncomfortable because he said some vile, vile things. Personally, all I can do is apologise to you if having him on makes you uncomfortable. I totally get why it does. Of course I do. And it was a decision that didn't come easy. I know he was rude to you, Catherine. I apologise if it makes you uncomfortable having him on.
No, I'm not bothered about that.
No, I know you're not. I suspected you were not, and thank you for telling me that you're not. But, yeah, I'm not going to allow him to use this as a woe-is-me hotline because I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the solution now, not the problem. And I've told him what my solution was, and that solution I went to NA and I go to NA and AA a little bit, but for me it was more drugs than booze. And I go to NA and I have been seeing a therapist. I've not for a while, but I'll start again when I get some money. And NA saved my life and got me clean. And I've been to AA and I've been to SA and I've been to CA. I didn't really like CA, Cocaine Anonymous. I've not been to GA, Gamblers Anonymous or Overeaters Anonymous, but they all do good. And that's what got me clean. I couldn't stop taking drugs until after 16 months of me going to NA meetings. And suddenly it was like, oh, right. All I've got to do to stop taking drugs is stop taking drugs. That was it. Once that hits you, oh, right. So hang on a minute. You're telling me 16 months of going to meetings. Hang on. Sorry. You're telling me all I've got to do to stop taking drugs is not take drugs today. Is that it? Yeah. That's it. Just today. Yeah. What about tomorrow? we'll talk about it then. All you got to do today is not phone up a dealer and not take any drugs. Oh, I can do today. And then the next day you wake up and you phone up your sponsor or go to a meeting and go, so what do I do today? Just do the same. What was that? Don't take drugs today. Okay, and then what? Then you got 2 days under your belt. Okay. I don't buy this God thing. Forget the God thing. Let's talk about that when you get to 30 days. What? But don't worry about 30 days. Let's get to 3 days. And that was it. That was it. I mean, it's hard work, but it's simple. For me, but it doesn't work for everyone. And I get that, and that's cool. 0344.
Should we give the number out?
Yeah, go on. We'll do a break, then we'll come back. Yeah. We'll give you the NA number and the AA number after this.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Lane's unhappy. Dude, not sure I'd have approached Alistair in the way you did. Seemed too harsh. Not sure what was gained in lifting that ban. I replied, hey, thanks, Lane. Look forward to hearing how you handle it on your show. Not sure what was gained in lifting that ban. Well, because you've not been thinking about it for a long time like I have. I've been thinking about it for quite a while. Don't just make snap decisions like that. I've been thinking about it for quite a long time. So I'm sure I know what was gained in lifting that ban. Might not work. Might not work. But it, you know what? It might do. And I'm not prepared to give up on a soul who's drowning in a bottle of booze. So thank you, Lane. Thanks for your input. Now stick it up your jacksy. Now we've got loads of calls.
Should we do the quick numbers?
Oh, yeah, go on, guys.
Alcoholics Anonymous. Just have a think about it, Alistair, if you're listening. Please have a think about it. Because it's not working at the moment, is it? 0800 9177 650. That's 0800 9177 650. And Narcotics Anonymous is 0300 999 1212. That's 0300 999 1212. But that's only 10 a.m. till midnight.
First time, NA used to be 24 hours a day. First time I phoned up NA and I was like, I'm in pieces. And it was mainly because I was about to get busted by my girlfriend for being a junkie. This is why I phoned NA the first time, because I thought, I did all the maths. I thought, I'm going to get busted because she's coming back from a weekend away early and she's going to see the carnage I've created. So I better look like I'm doing something. So I phoned up NA and I spoke to this really nice guy who said, well, there's a, where are you? I'm in North London. He said, well, there's a meeting in Chelsea tonight. There's a meeting near you tonight, if you want to go. I said, I don't think I can go on my own. He said, well, there's a meeting in Chelsea tonight that I'm going to. Can you get to Chelsea and I'll meet you at the station and I'll drive you there? I was like, oh, yeah, I suppose so. And this met this stranger and he drove me to a meeting and it was weird. Good evening, Ricardo.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Ricardo.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Here we go. Let's do it.
I just want to talk about anything, really.
Here we go. Talk. I'm here, brother.
I've been listening to your show.
Is this Ricardo from the Elephant and Castle?
I said I live near Kent, near a train station.
Okay, Kent train station. Okay, yes, I know it.
There's a train station there.
Kent train station. Yes, I kissed my first girl there.
Did you?
Yeah, Kent train station, Kent Central.
Did you have lipstick on?
I did have lipstick
green,
on. Yes.
What colour was it?
It was with green. Yes, man. You've got the laugh of a lady, and I love it so much. My first kiss was when I was 15, and it was on the steps of Slough bus station with Kerry, and it was magical. It was magical.
I don't believe you. I don't believe a word you're saying.
Sorry?
I think you're a virgin.
What?
Virgin flyer.
A virgin flyer?
Yeah, that flies.
Well, hang on a minute. Even if I'd kissed a girl, that doesn't mean I've had sexual intercourse. So I could still have kissed a girl and be a virgin. You're saying I'm a tongue virgin.
Oh God.
Is that what you're saying? I'm a tongue virgin flyer.
No, Charles Branson.
Charles Branson. Didn't Charles Branson kill Sharon Tate?
No, he's the am I saying it right?
Richard Manson.
Virgin.
Richard Manson. The Virgin Flyer. Yeah, Richard Manson. Yes.
Why have you always got this? You know, socializing with women on the mind all the time.
Sorry.
Why do you have?
I think he's trying to say sex.
Well, I talked about kissing. You talked about sex. You jumped from a snog to intercourse.
No, you started it first. You said that you kissed a girl.
Yeah, and then you told me that I'd never put my willy inside a lady. So you said I could sue you for that, but I've got no evidence that I have done it. Oh, apart from my children!
Mind you, are you a proud person?
What do you mean?
If you don't mind me asking that. Would you say you're a proud person?
No.
You're not?
I am not. I am not proud.
It's about time you start wearing shoes, then, isn't it?
In the sixth dimension, that is a great joke. Unfortunately, in this dimension, that don't mean nothing. Okay.
No, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth, as they say.
Wow, it's a talking horse.
All the things that I say is what comes to my mind.
Okay, Mr. Reid.
Anyway,
yes.
I've got a thing about people who don't complain enough. And I think that, you know, yeah.
People don't complain enough.
Yeah.
This call is lousy. This is one of the worst calls. Who writes your material, Ricardo? Because this is one of the worst calls I have ever had the misfortune to take on my award-winning radio show.
I would just say that I give thanks to the Lord, right? And I don't like to use foul language.
I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am a sir. Get this right.
I want to say hello to the lady.
There's a lady?
You got a lady in the...
That ain't no lady. That's my producer.
Okay, producer or whatever. But, yeah, I just want to say hello.
Hello, Ricardo.
Hello.
Can I say hello to the lady, Ricardo?
Yes, you may.
Hello, lady.
You've been talking to her all night.
Say again.
I've never said hello to her in my life. I'm going to do it now. Hello, lady.
Up yours.
Oh!
And you have to say you love her as well.
No, that's... Well, hang on a minute. She's not signed the contract on my willy.
I'm fresh out of pens.
Have you got a tattoo on your body by any chance?
I've got a tattoo or three.
Yeah, well, are those ones that rub off?
No, I've got real tattoos.
No, you should get the ones that rub off.
Tells me. I've got the real ones. Anyway. I have got the signature of David Beckham tattooed on my body. Do you know where?
I don't want to know your personal...
Do you want to know where I've got it? And this is absolutely true. Kath has seen it.
I do not want to know.
Do you know what a taint is?
Oh, God, I have not seen that.
What's that?
Do you know what a perineum is?
I'm not that educated.
Okay, it's the little bit of skin between the bum hole and the balls. And I have got David Beckham's signature tattooed on there. What a night that was, Ricardo!
Bullocks and cows are two different things. They live on the farm. Did you know that?
I did not. I do know that because I've got a farm.
So you can use these nice words like that. Bullocks, you know, when you feel a bit annoyed, you just say bullocks.
Or you say rollocks. Rollocks. Shut the front door.
No, you just say bullocks and cows. They're on the farm.
Okay, Ricardo. Why did you call? You need to complain about the lack of complaints these days. Continue, evusive vous plaît, monsieur.
Oh, yeah. If you buy a tin of baked beans, you should always count the baked beans to make sure that the right amount is in the
57. Tin. There should be 57 beans in each tin. In it. Say in it.
In it.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
I'm going to add that to my collection of weirdos saying in it.
And you know, right? Let me. I'll change the subject.
It's a great collection.
You know what a respectable room is?
The respectable room. Yeah, not my bedroom room. On a Friday night.
God.
It's the prayer room at an airport.
Have you ever been into a
multi-faith prayer room at an airport. Jews and Muslims and Christians can kneel and bow together in peace, but they're all giving each other dirty glances, thinking, this is my room. You shouldn't be here.
You was talking about...
Sit on the pews! Get off the rug! Huh?
You was talking about here. Earlier on.
Here.
You know. And some men, they seem to have their heads go bald.
Yes.
I think it's due to when they were younger, they never used to do handstands enough at school.
Thanks for your call, Ricardo. Wow. That was absolutely incredible.
It's like talking to a bouncy ball.
Oh, let's go to Joe. Good evening, Joe. Hello. Hello, Joe. Turn your radio off.
Okay. I just wanted the number for... I've been listening to the show.
Yes, sir.
I wanted the number for NA.
Narcotics Anonymous?
Yeah.
Have you got a pen and paper?
Yeah.
0300...
Yeah.
999...
Yeah.
1212. Yeah. But it's only open now between 10 and midnight. So it closed half an hour ago. But do you know what? I'd give it a call anyway because you never know. You might have got. They used to do it because I did it a few times. You used to be able to get the phone calls diverted to your phone because I did it once or twice.
Yeah.
Give them a call.
I mean, I don't agree with what the other guy was saying. Like, I mean, the help there is the one picture, you know what I mean?
Joe, just move the phone a bit because you're a bit muffled, brother.
I didn't agree with what the other guy says, like, because I think like the help's there if you want it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. How are you doing?
I'm not good. Like, I've just finished work and that. Like,
yeah.
And 41 now, man. I just want to change my life. Like, because my head's got a proper mess, man.
Yeah.
I've had 10 minutes ago, like, sitting in the car.
Yeah.
And,
who's waiting for you at home?
Well, I'm in my car, like, but obviously my partner don't know about the drugs. Well, she kind of does, like, but...
She thinks you like to party every now and then, but she doesn't know that maybe you're doing it a little bit more than just at weekends.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got any kids?
Yeah, I've got three, yeah.
How old are you? You're 3-year-old?
No, I've got three children.
Three kids. How old are your kids, man?
19, 18 and 14.
Ah, man. Listen, NA works. It worked for me. Doesn't work for everyone, but it worked for me. And that you can also talk to your doctor as well in confidence. Your GP won't tell the police or anyone. And also, just so that everyone knows, if you phone up NA, you're not speaking to a doctor or a therapist or a cop or anything. You're speaking to another addict. You're speaking to someone who's got at least 1 year clean doing what is suggested in NA. And it's completely secret. You can do it. You can withhold your number. You can give them a fake name. It don't matter. They don't know who you are.
I mean, I haven't been in touch with them for like, but I know it works because I stopped everything myself for like 3.5 years.
Yeah.
But went back out again, thinking I was like missing out.
So how long did you get clean when you were in there before?
3.5 years.
3.5 years?
Yeah.
And how long have you been out there again?
About 4 years now.
And what's it like out there?
Just come back to the way it was before.
Yeah. Well, this is brilliant, man. If you've got 3.5 years, you can do it again. You can do it again. Mm. I had a relapse after years. I'm doing it again.
You just feel shit there, like, for it, you know.
Yeah. And the drugs ain't... You're not even getting high anymore.
No.
Dude, you've got this one, Joe. You can do this. You know you've done it before. You can do it again. Give them a call. Try and give them a call now. Give them a call in the morning if you don't speak to someone tonight. Try and get to a meeting tomorrow.
Well, I'm at work tomorrow on an afternoon.
But that's all right. All right. Where are you? Don't tell me where, but are you in London?
No.
Okay. All right. Are you in or near like a big town or city?
Yeah, there's five.
All right. All right. Well, then, see if you can get to a meeting soon. I'd really suggest trying to get to one tomorrow. If you phone in sick, I know it's easier said than done. Or if you go to an early morning one or one later in the evening. Or they even do meetings online now. You can Skype into meetings or you can log on to a chat room.
I wanted to phone in like, just to get, I think, a perspective on it. Like, just have a chat room. I'm going to do something about it. Like, I just can't live this way anymore.
You can't, man. You can't.
Just shit the hell off.
Yeah. You can do this, brother. I know you can.
Mm.
I really appreciate your call, Joe, and I know a lot of listeners will appreciate it as well. So best of luck. Why don't you give us a call tomorrow if you can, or tomorrow is Friday, isn't it? Flipping heck, the week's flown by. Give us a call tomorrow or next week, Joe, if you feel like it, and just let us know how you're getting on.
Okay. Well, I've got the number to the show now anyway.
Brilliant, man.
I have to get a fed up.
I look forward to speaking to you again. Try and get home and try and get your head down if you can.
Okay, mate.
All right, man. Take care.
See you later. Bye.
And that's it.
Do you know what? That's why it was worth talking to Alistair.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's it. You know, people think you've got to be a junkie. You've got to be injecting heroin, stealing old ladies' purses, or, you know, getting fake prescriptions and stuff. No, it's a fella who can't stop doing coke. And it's not like he's, you know, he's not completely white. He's finished work. He wants to go home to bed and he can't. He's sat in his car doing coke and he can't stop. He wants to go home and go to bed with his missus. And he can't. He's powerless. That's addiction. You got this one, Joe. You got this one. I know it.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.